busy show for you today because we're down with GTT. It's Grade the Trade Day. Adam Azer, Nando DeFino, Al Melchior, also known as Teacher Assistant Nando and Professor Al. We're going to grade your trades and read your emails if we have time at fantasybaseball@cbsi.com. We're talking bullpens, we're talking injuries, sell high candidates, and much more. What's up, everyone?
Hey, Adam.
What was the outcome of your little poll that you posted yesterday during Fantasy Baseball Today?
Oh, it was overwhelmingly Adam Azer would pay $60 for the Evan Gattis t-shirt.
Very funny poll.
It was a funny poll.
Yeah, it was. How awesome is this shirt? Linked to an Evan Gattis t-shirt. And then the three options were what?
I think it was like pretty awesome, really awesome. Adam Azer would pay $60 for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
awesome.
I saw that one. Yeah. I voted for that one, just so you know.
It is an awesome shirt. And I totally forgot the address again.
Oh, that's okay.
Tivana.com/, however you say the white bear in Spanish. Rosso Bianco.
Right. Okay. Okay, thanks. Yeah, Evan Gattis, we're going to talk about him because he homered again. Here's your quote of the day to start things off. Brewers manager Ned Yost said, quote, "I wanted to give Holland the day off. With the day off Thursday, he'll be ready to close Friday if needed against Toronto."
Toronto.
You're right. Meanwhile, Kelvin Herrera struck out the side in a scoreless ninth inning and got the save. Okay, I know people are going to be freaking out. I already saw someone in our podcast listeners league where you only need two relief pitchers and you can use an RP eligible starter. Someone picked up Kelvin Herrera today. So what do you guys think right now about the Royals. I said Brewers manager, Ned Yost. He's actually now the Royals manager, believe it or not.
They also have a messy club
living in the
situation,
past,
too.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe that's...
It was a variety of things there. What do you think about the Royals bullpen?
You're always off your game when you're wearing the Vanderbilt long sleeve t-shirt.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. By champion.
Well, he gets better as the year goes on, like David Price. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
We had David Price questions in the chat yesterday. Should I trade him for insert crappy player?
Oh, please.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Herrera and Holland.
I'm all about Holland. I think Herrera is a waste of an ad.
I agree with that. I mean, I don't know what people out know. I didn't happen to see that ad drop, no, so I'm not sure who, if anybody, was dropped to pick up. Or
yeah,
if that was
nobody,
a deal.
Nobody that good, I don't think.
Yeah, so, I mean, no risk there, but I basically do think it'll wind up being a waste.
Yeah, Holland was Herrera. Holland was the guy everyone was screaming for. I think we've been through this on the podcast.
Yeah, we have, but... Yeah.
Finkel was Einhorn.
Yeah, Einhorn is Finkel.
I think you guys are...
Adam, name the movie.
Oh, come on. Ace Ventura. I think you guys are being a little bit too dismissive of it because...
Oh, you know what? Here, go to Kelvin Herrera's page and read the commenters from all the awesome people who comment on our site.
Why in the world would I do that?
Because they're very pro-Herrera and very anti-misspelled DeFino.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Maybe they're talking about a different guy.
If you think that Greg Holland...
I feel better now.
If you think that Greg Holland is going to keep the job, I understand that's one thing. But I don't want it to sit there for the fantasy owner who is desperate for saves because he...
All right, desperate for saves is different. Desperate for saves, they probably picked him up a week ago.
All right, so that's the only thing I want to make clear.
Yeah.
He's still a guy that could potentially get some saves.
But if you're like dude in our listener league who... I don't know, if you say he's not desperate for saves and he has enough closers... And you're just speculating in a league where you don't really need every closer to be owned. You know, Herrera's not the closer. So
right.
It's a double layer of, and I apologize to our podcast listener who made that move.
He didn't drop anyone, so he must have DL'd
someone. All right, then that's cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I can say, I can't fault anybody for doing it in that situation. Why not speculate?
He's good. I mean, that's the thing. He's not like he's Jim Henderson.
He's not as good as Holland, though.
Okay, but he's better than Jim Henderson. Like,
so,
he's a better
he
pitcher.
Go to the Brewers.
I'm not saying that he's better in terms if you need saves because Henderson has the job.
Why is
right
Henderson
now
so bad? Why is it?
No, but look at Herrera. I mean, the guy is a fireballer who is
8.7 K per nine. I don't know if I put him in the fireball.
He throws hard.
But you're right. For a reliever, his strikeout rate is not that impressive. Hasn't been in the minors. And Greg Holland, that's what he does. Now I worry a little bit about the walks.
Right.
Which is why I'm not just 100% completely dismissing anybody who picks up Herrera. But I just think Holland is the more skilled guy.
All right. Well, thank you, guys.
And I would rather have Axford than Herrera if you got to make that. If you have Axford, you're like, I should drop and pick up Herrera because I missed Henderson. I would rather have Axford than Herrera.
And I agree with you on that. And what and you're asking what's wrong with Henderson. Some good minor league numbers, but again, for the most part up until the last year or two, not great strikeout numbers and old for his level.
That's true. But he was injured. There's a beautiful story about his journey to the majors. All right, I'm sorry, Adam.
No, we got. You
sorry, I'm
notes.
Sorry. We're talking about important topics people want to know about.
Yeah, the beautiful story, that's very important. We got five
pages
of notes.
Well, no,
because
he went through
here.
A lot of injuries in the minors, and he got sidetracked by a lot of things.
It is important, but there are many important things to talk
My
about.
My bad. Might be.
Joel Hanrahan.
I'd like to hear that story sometime.
Joel Hanrahan allowed 5 earned runs in 2/3 of an inning. He walked 2, he threw a wild pitch, and he gave up 2 home runs.
I watched that. I watched it.
Fell asleep.
We kept saying Hanrahan got hurt last year. He missed some time with a bad elbow. And we're just kind of blowing it off like nothing happened.
No, I mean, I know he was one of Scott's busts. I don't think you guys were disagreeing.
He was one
of
mine, too.
There you go.
It's one of the guys that Scott and I agreed on.
So is Andrew Bailey the next guy that everybody should be picking up if you need saves?
I would do that before I'd pick up Kelvin Herrera.
Hey, I like that move, yeah.
Okay. Brandon Lee earned his 3rd save, but he struggled. Gave up 2 runs, 1 earned. His first 2 runs allowed all season. So Brandon League, what about Kenley Jansen?
Yeah, well, we love Kenley Jansen. So,
where does Jansen rank with Herrera and Bailey?
Well, Jansen has merit on his own, not as in roto leagues where you can kind of use him and plug him in. So I think I'd have him. No, this is nothing against League. I think League's a great candidate to hold that job.
I just want to say that for people who don't use middle relievers.
Right.
I think
who are desperate
roto, you don't.
People who are desperate for saves, I would put, as much as I dislike Herrera, I think maybe you got to go with him first just because maybe he'll get a couple more. Whereas I think Hanrahan will have a longer leash and League has the longest leash of them all.
Oh, okay. So you're going Hanrahan. You're going
as much
Herrera
as I don't like Herrera,
Bailey.
If you're desperate for saves, at least get the immediate saves with Herrera. He might get 1 or 2 more in the next 3 weeks.
Well, but why do you say that? Because this was supposedly just a night off.
But if he doesn't want to pitch Holland 2 nights in a row, I mean, I could see that happening again until he's going to right himself. I'm just saying it might be like a week of this experiment of throwing Herrera in there so Holland doesn't pitch 2 nights in a row.
Okay. Yeah, I'd put Herrera at the back of my queue.
I don't like him, but I'm just saying if you're desperate, if you're in that situation.
Yeah. I actually put Bailey first, even though I like Jansen better, because I think I don't really trust Hanrahan.
Okay. Rafael Soriano gave up a hit, but he worked a scoreless 9th. And Brian Villarreal and Octavio Dotel were terrible for the Tigers yesterday, so probably don't want to own them. Tweet of the day from Tyler Brudvold. Tough last name there.
Say it with a German accent.
No way I pronounced that right.
Brudvold,
yeah, good call.
Sehr gut.
Should Matt?
That was actually Russian. We made that Russian.
They're close.
Right? All right.
Should Matt Adams be owned?
Oh, funny you ask Adam Azer that question this morning, because I woke up to a million ad drop emails in my inbox, and it's Adam Azer added Matt Adams.
Both in rotisserie.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a speculation for me. I'm not in love with my
Who'd
teams.
You drop?
Lucas Harrell in one league, and someone like that in another league.
Okay.
Oh, no. I think I dropped Jeff Kepinger and Lucas Harrell.
Yeah, I'm good with those.
Sure.
For Matt Adams.
Why not?
Look, he's hit home runs in back-to-back games. For me, it's really the Beltran thing. If Beltran gets hurt, he's already got the bad toe. Beltran's actually hitting well right now, but...
Did you have a chance to go to Evan Gattis instead of Matt Adams?
I don't think so. No. Right.
Yeah, I think I would have gone the Gattis route.
Yeah, me too. That sounds like a cool old historical thing.
The Gattis route?
The Gattis route.
It's
the Gattisburg Address.
Before there were highways.
Well, what do you guys think about Adams? Should he be owned? He's pretty deep leagues right now.
Yeah, that's where I would go. A deep league is a very speculative thing, but I wouldn't drop anybody who has more proven value, I guess, or more current value to get Adams, because he's just squeezed out there. But I did like the tweet that I can't remember who it was that sent out yesterday saying that Adams will look even bigger in pinstripes.
Okay, surging starting pitchers here. Derek Holland owned in 78% of leagues. Now, in the offseason, the Rangers told him to take things more seriously. He's kind of a goofball. And
all right, did the Harry Carey thing, right? Was that him?
And did he do the weather?
Yeah, he did the weather. I saw that. He's just kind of a goofball. But he has been very good so far with 2 starts, and 2 starts at home. And last year, his ERA was 5.55 at home. But against the Angels last night, 8 innings, 5 hits. 2 earned, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Anyway, Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was against the Rays. His first start was against the Angels. But anyway, your thoughts on Holland. And then also Barry Zito is off to the best start of his career with 14 scoreless innings. And Chad Billingsley made his season debut for the Dodgers and gave up one earned run on 5 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and 6 innings at San Diego. Holland, Zito, and Billingsley, they are available in at least 22% of leagues. So what do you guys think?
Well, let me start with Billingsley because he's a 2-start guy next week in a week where there's lousy waiver options.
Yeah.
Week one, you had all the rotation aces going twice. This week, you got like the number 3 guys.
Eric Bedard.
Yeah, that's somebody you might want to look at next week, even with the pitch count. Billingsley is somebody you should look at, too. This was a decent start for him, especially considering everything that he's been through injury-wise the past year. But he was pretty good last year when he was healthy.
Yeah.
You like him better than Holland?
A little bit. Very close.
How about you?
I'm unexcited by all 3 of these.
Do you guys think Holland could have a breakout year?
No, I think he could have a rebound year.
The problem with Holland, the era doesn't get Homer happy in Texas until later in the year, though. Yeah, now, well, it's still kind of moderate.
Well, the coldest day game ever played at Rangers Ballpark yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 38 degrees, I think. So good point. And Barry Zito, I know people are going to freak out over him, but you guys have never liked him, from what I understand, at least not in recent years.
A lot of Zito questions in the chat yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I made the comment, I think, last week here that, you know, I did that, you know, you just call the club loge column.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm sorry.
The contact pitchers, I left him out. I went back and looked at it. I actually did squeeze him on. It made a very, very tentative case for him. So that's kind of where I'm still at with Zito.
Yeah.
I think if everything breaks right for him, he could have a year that was maybe not quite his Cy Young year, but one of his better years in Oakland.
If maybe you release a Lucas Harrell for a Barry Zito, if your team can sustain that kind of.
I feel like that's kind of a lateral move.
Yeah.
How about Guthrie?
I'd rather have Guthrie.
Yeah, I think Guthrie's just a better version of Zito.
Fair enough. Okay.
Maybe.
In that column. That's pretty much what I said.
There you go.
How about Travis Wood?
Maybe I'm just absorbing these columns.
Travis Wood or Zito?
Yeah, it's terrible. I do read a lot of your columns, Al. I just don't remember that one. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I like to read what everyone writes here.
I read Al's home run park column yesterday.
Yeah?
Tough guy. Travis Wood or...
You have all the time in the world, though, to fart around in the office.
I actually did it from home. Thank you very much.
See, it's even better because you leave at 2 o'clock every day.
Travis Wood or Barry Zito?
Oh.
That's... I've every year, the last few years, I would have said Wood without hesitation.
Right.
But I don't know. I think actually right now I'd go Zito.
Yeah, I would too.
Because Wood, just eventually he's going to give up the home runs, and that's the one thing I don't really worry about with Barry Zito.
That's a good point.
So he's throwing with a little better command this year. I think he has a chance to be better than Wood.
I left at 3:45 yesterday. Let's play a game.
Did you pick up your dry cleaning?
No, that's today.
Did you flirt with a girl there?
God, I'm
not saying that
here.
You do. I was just wondering if you did.
I don't, and I never will. Would you drop? Here's a game called "Who Would You Drop for Nick Teppish?" I give you a name. You tell me if you drop him for.
Well,
Nick
wait,
Teppish.
So you have to explain the game first.
Yeah,
I think I just did.
What are the rules?
Oh, I thought that was just the name.
Okay, I give you a name.
You got to pronounce it like Scott pronounces it,
and you tell me if you would drop him for Nick Teppish or Justin Verlander. Nick Teppish, Justin Verlander.
Yes.
Scott had those wacky
pronunciations. I got my stupid joke out on Twitter yesterday, by the way.
Oh,
and on the podcast. I've got it off my chest now.
Did you do it on the show?
Yeah. Oh, not on the show, no.
Well, we got to do that today, then.
Okay.
All right.
I've lost control. all right. Would you drop Mark Burley for Nick Teppish?
No.
No.
Would you drop Rick Porcello for Nick Teppish?
I would drop Rick Porcello for me.
You know, Rick Porcello, it looks like he got roughed up, but he was good for five innings, I want to say. Because I remember looking at the box score. I'm like, come on, man. How is Rick Porcello?
Sort of like Alex Sanabria.
Yeah. Nice starts, and then just at one certain point.
Yeah, fell apart.
The wall hit. I like Porcello. He did a lot of good stuff for Sandy Relief.
Play the...
Just for FYI.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Play the Nick Teppish game with
Rick Porcello. I would hold on Rick Porcello. Because if he gets traded, he'll be a starter somewhere. I can see Teppish going down and Robbie Ross or someone else taking his place.
Would you drop Gavin Floyd for Nick Teppish?
No.
I would. Boy, that's close to the Edwin Jackson line there. But, yeah, I would.
Would you drop Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Or no, oh, that's the Jose Fernandez line.
Yeah, that's
line.
With Jose Fernandez. Yeah. Would you drop Jackie Bradley Jr. for Nick Teppish?
No.
No, I don't think I would either.
Would you drop Wade Davis for Nick Tepish?
No, he looked good. And relief pitcher eligibility.
He only threw five innings, but I don't remember if that was because of a rain delay or not.
Yeah, he looked good for those five.
I don't think
it was. And then whoever he was facing looked good
for Hendricks.
Five. Yeah, Liam Hendricks.
Yeah, oh yeah, Hendricks deserved a better fate.
Yeah, he did.
But
that sounds like a line from the Gattis route.
Yeah.
The old 1880s law. Hendricks deserved a better fate.
Al and Nando are just in their own little world.
Sorry, Adam.
In class.
You have to play the game. No, I would not drop Tepish. Or I would not drop Davis for Tepish.
I thought we would get more yeses. We got one yes, and Al said yes to Rick Porcello.
We're not hot on
Nick Tepish. And I said yes to Gavin Floyd.
Oh,
tentatively.
You did?
I thought I did.
I don't remember. Nando probably distracted
me. I'm so over Gavin Floyd.
Okay. Injuries, news, and notes. Mike Fiers, Al alluded to it yesterday on the podcast in like the 45th minute. I missed it, so I missed it early in the podcast. So Mike Fiers having a few turns skipped, going to the bullpen for now. Drop or stash?
I say stash because he's probably going to just miss two scoring periods. And there's even a chance he could pitch on the 20th against the Cubs, but more likely I think they'll go with the spot starter there. But you know, the argument I made in the analysis on our site is those are weeks where you might just go with a two-start guy anyway, even though we got crummy two-start options coming up. You still might find one like Chad Billingsley
right.
that you like better than a one-start Fiers and definitely better than a zero-start Fiers. So just hold on to him because once he gets back in there, you're going to want to use Fiers in his two-start weeks and even occasionally in the one-start weeks.
What was the headline of that analysis?
I think it was something like Stash Mike Fiers.
Come on, dude.
Well, he had the awesome line yesterday at the meeting for the show.
Oh! Yeah, they didn't start the Fiers.
There it is.
Beautiful. Steven Drew activated from the DL.
Adam, one thing.
Oh, what?
Fiers did come up as a reliever. So if Jim Henderson flops and Axford's still messed up, Mike Fiers for someone desperate for saves.
Okay.
In a deep league.
I'm glad that it was actually relevant. Steven Drew activated from the DL. Jose Iglesias sent down. Drew or Machado?
Machado.
Yes, like he hit that home run over the Green Monster yesterday.
Drew.
Oh, you know what? That reminds me. That's the first, and Adam knows this because he read the Park Factors column. Then that is Machado's first ever major league home run away from Camden Yards.
Hey.
There you go. Drew or Everett Cabrera?
Everett Cabrera seems more of a specialist for me who can just get you the steals.
Yeah, and I'm just very distrustful of Drew coming off of the concussion, so Cabrera for me, at least for now.
I like Drew. You just picked two guys who...
Get the pen out of your mouth,
whoopsie
idiot.
Whoopsie daisies.
Okay, well, we're going to move on.
Sorry.
Matt Harrison's on the DL.
I'll put it down on the desk right here.
Oh, jeez. Luckily, the ink is not very good in that pen. Matt Harrison's on the DL with an inflamed nerve in his lower back. He'll be replaced in the rotation by Justin Grimm. Any interest in Justin Grimm?
Yeah, if you have interest in Nick Tepish,
yeah,
you have interest in Justin Grimm.
Who do you like better?
Because I like Grimm a little bit better.
It's a coin flip to me. I'll just take Al's advice and go with Grimm.
They're similar in terms of stat profile, pretty close, but I just think Grimm's a little bit better.
Grimm had that awesome first start last year when they called him up from like Double A.
Yeah, a little better control.
John Lackey's on the DL with a right bicep strain.
We can't eat.
What?
We can't eat. Tobin. I'll just throw that out there,
go
too.
Ahead, explain yourself.
Adam wrote fast on the paper instead of faster.
And so you're saying,
can we hurry this along, please?
Okay. John Lackey's on the DL.
He kind of took me a long time to get that.
Fast eating, yes.
Yeah, okay.
He can come off the DL April 22nd. Alfredo Aceves will start in his place. Any interest in Aceves?
Just because you can't spell Aceves without ace doesn't mean he is one.
So no.
I like him. He wants to start, and he's crazy. He relies so much.
Those are two true statements.
He's such a mental pitcher that I think he could be okay as a starter. I think. I could be way off on this.
I think he's going to be terrible.
They got to stretch him out.
I'd rather have either of the Ranger guys.
Mariners outfielder Michael Saunders hurt his shoulder crashing into the outfield wall, and he may need to go on the DL. And Saunders is on 55% of leagues.
Boy, they sure could use Casper Wells about now, huh?
Yeah.
He's on the Blue Jays now. Well, here are some replacement options. Guys who actually had some big games yesterday. Brandon Moss went 3-for-5 with a triple and his second home run. Drove in 5, and he's owned in 39% of leagues. Franklin Gutierrez is a top 30 outfielder right now. He had his third home run of the season last night. He's owned in 29% of leagues. Lucas Duda doubled and homered twice. He's owned in 34% of leagues. Chris Carter has homered three times and driven in five runs in his last two games. Carter is first base and outfield eligible. Same with Brandon Moss. And Carter's owned in 25% of leagues. So we're looking at Moss, Gutierrez, Duda, Carter. Who do you like the best? Give me your top two.
Moss and Gutierrez. I am going to go Gutierrez here, even though I probably wouldn't rank him ahead of Chris Carter. But I say Gutierrez because if you're losing Saunders, you probably want to replace the steals. And I think Gutierrez is going to do a better job of that. But I just think Moss is just the better overall producer.
Yeah, I'd go Moss and Carter.
Okay, we also have Coco Crisp. If Coco Crisp is out there, he's the obvious. Is he better than all those guys?
That's how you get your steals. But
yeah, no, I would say yeah.
Okay.
I like him better than Moss.
And in deep leagues, Daniel Nava, Colin Cowgill, Garrett Jones.
I like Jones. I know I've been high on Cowgill, but I think Jones is, especially if Gabby Sanchez continues to struggle, they could put Jones at first and throw Travis Snyder in the outfield.
They've been doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jones. I like Cowgill too, but a little bit. Well, I'm going to change my mind. No, I really like Cowgill.
All right.
Okay.
It's close, obviously.
Yeah.
Continuing the injuries news. Cowgill hasn't been playing. Again, he didn't play last night.
Collins is getting everyone at bats, he says.
It's very weird. Injuries news and notes continued here. Chase Headley took BP, recovering from a broken thumb. The Padres, they're encouraged by Headley's progress, but we still don't know when he'll be back. Corey Hart was placed on the 60-day DL, which means he cannot return until May 30th at the earliest. That stinks. David Ortiz will begin a rehab assignment today. The Blue Jays claimed Casper Wells. Does that matter at all?
To people affiliated with Towson University, yes, it is, because I'm incapable of talking about Casper Wells without bringing that up.
And I believe he's from upstate, so I have an emotional tie to him, too. Yeah.
Nice. And I saw the movie Casper when I was a kid. So.
I'm sure you saw it like a week ago.
The Casper cartoon when I was a kid, back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. And
on the Gaddis Way.
My family lived by a well. Adam, it's your turn again.
You know what, though? He's really blocked for playing time there. But I think he's worth a pickup in AL only because really good power. I love the move to Toronto.
You don't think he's behind Ghost?
Well, he's on the roster.
And Rajai Davis?
I do fear that he is behind Rajai Davis. I think maybe there's more of an opportunity maybe for Wells to spell Adam Lind.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. All right.
But
what about Mauro Gomez?
Yeah, it's... yeah.
He's in Las Vegas. Or no, they're not Las Vegas anymore.
Yeah. I forget where they are now.
Yeah, wherever they are.
But... yeah, I don't know how Wells is going to get playing time, but if it happens, I love it.
All right.
Oh, okay. Orioles pitching prospect Dylan Bundy has been cleared to begin a throwing program. Meanwhile, Jake Arrieta has been pretty bad through two starts. So I'm going to ask you guys, starting pitchers to stash here. Chris Archer, Dylan Bundy, Tony Cingrani, Danny Holson, Drew Smyly. Give me your top two.
Cingrani's number one.
Yeah.
And
Archer, Bundy, Cingrani, Holtz, and Smyly.
I think I go Smyly.
I'm tempted to go Bundy.
Tempted to go Archer, actually.
But I was going to say, but I would actually go Archer because I just think his opportunity is going to come sooner.
I'm worried that Odorizzi might leapfrog him up there, but I think Archer's got to be next in line ahead of Odorizzi, right?
I think he is, yeah.
The Brewers and Cubs are rained out. Makeup scheduled for July 30th. Scott Feldman's going to start tonight for the Cubs. Kyle Loesch pushed back to Friday for the Brewers, who are off today. Yankees and Indians were rained out. Ivan Nova is going to be skipped. So Phil Hughes, as long as he is not ill, he is a bit of an illness right now, he will start tonight. Aaron Hill got a day off after he was hit by a pitch Tuesday. Hill expects to return Friday. Pablo Sandoval got the day off. Bruce Bochy said the Giants are being cautious with him. Remember, he had the elbow injury in spring training. Scott Sizemore retore his ACL, and he's out for the season.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
He missed all of last year with that.
And what do you guys think now? Is it Eric Sogard time? Is it Jamal Weeks time? What do you think?
They didn't even call up Weeks.
Yeah, no, it's Sogard, at least for now. But I still think Weeks is going to sneak in there eventually.
Eventually the talent's going to win out.
Yep.
But they brought up Andy Parrino, who's batting like 170 instead of Weeks.
Yep.
So
Carlos Quentin missed Wednesday's game after being hit by a pitch Tuesday. Scott Diamond will pitch Saturday for the Twins.
Yay.
What kind of league would you guys want to own Scott Diamond in?
15, maybe even 14 team mixed.
I'd go AL only.
Okay. And Gordon Beckham sat out after he hurt his wrist Tuesday. He's not sure how long he'll be out. Connor Gillespie played third base with Jeff Kepinger at second.
Kepinger already had second base eligibility anyway, so that doesn't really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric Ibar was out of the lineup with a bruised left heel. All right, DL or no DL?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know because I've read conflicting things just this very morning. So
Chris Swick says he might avoid, right? Swick, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, Al was reading that out loud earlier.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, you were here for that.
Not just to myself.
Jason or Josh Reddick.
Let's reminisce on that moment.
Josh Reddick could return Friday. Jason Kubel's day-to-day. Yonder Alonso played third base, so if you're in a league.
And second base.
Oh, and second base.
Yeah.
Wow. If you're in a league that only requires one game for eligibility, Yonder Alonso is now eligible at first, second, and third base. Outfield, too, right?
Well,
maybe not.
Don't
not
think so.
It's like the Matt Carpenter of the West Coast.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox sellout
streak.
Except
he has a job. Yeah. Actually, I guess Carpenter. Carpenter's going to start at second base the rest of the year, the way he's been playing.
I would think so.
Yeah.
The Red Sox sellout streak ended at 820 games. The longest streak in major professional sports history began May 15th, 2003. Congratulations. Grade the trade, part one. Here we go. And we're going to start with a podcast league trade that went through about an hour ago, and it was Scott White and Chad Lewis. Chad Lewis gave Joey Votto to Scott White for Billy Butler, Brandon Morrow, and Jed Lowry. Scott then added Chad Billingsley and Lucas Duda.
Of course, Lucas Duda somehow factors into a Scott White transaction.
But Scott is not a Chad Billingsley backer, so sort of interested in probably just the two-start thing. And then
well, this is a strategy that Scott loves, trading away three players to get one and getting the best player in the deal. And he got Joey Votto for Butler, Morrow, and Lowry.
That's so great. Shallow. It's in the shallow points league.
Shallow league where you can get good players off waivers. Grade this trade for Scott.
I'll give it an A, just a flat out A.
I'll give it a C.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's a great trade. I think he did a great job.
No, I think it's even. I think Chad Lewis got some nice value there too. He filled a shortstop, which I'm sure he had a need. He got Brandon Morrow, who's good.
Well, Lowry though in this shallow league, I think is very replaceable.
He's 90% owned.
That's okay. I still think his value.
No, I was just saying. I was surprised that many people are on Chad Lowry.
Yeah, no, I am too. Yeah. I am too. You know. He did well, Chad Lewis did well getting Brandon Morrow, but that's such a huge first base downgrade that I just don't think it's worthwhile.
Well, I just wanted to bring it up because I that strategy could be very effective. If you play in a shallow league with a good waiver wire, give up some players, get the best player back in the deal, and you might be able to put together a bit of an all-star team.
I made a trade last night.
What'd you do?
I totally forget who it was.
Oh, well, thank you.
I got Ian Desmond and Jason Kipnis. I gave up Elvis Andrews and someone else.
That someone else would.
This is very
really
important.
Be critical.
Yeah.
Brett Gardner.
I like it then.
It was a points league. It's one of those shallow.
That I like it even
more.
That's
very good.
And it was given to me.
Oh, I'm giving you an A minus on that one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
B plus.
Thanks.
Andrew Pate just dealt Carlos Gomez for Jason Wirth and CJ Wilson.
That's a B minus.
Oh, I'm sorry. He sent away Carlos Gomez.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an A minus.
Okay. Mike Perricone giving up Dickey and Cano for Miguel Cabrera and Jose Reyes. He has Gio Gonzalez and Jake Peavy still on his staff. So he's giving up Dickey and Cano for Miguel Cabrera and Jose Reyes.
It's a C. It's nice and even for me.
I'll go C plus. I think he wins that one a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. Eric Fox, before the season, gave up Middlebrooks, Jerko, and Casey Jansen for Alan Craig and Ricky Weeks. 12-team head-to-head points.
It's like a C-.
Oh, come on.
So he's getting
what's
Craig
up with Alan
Weeks?
Craig? How many games in a row has he played? Just out of curiosity.
What is up with Alan Craig?
I don't know. It's weird that they're sitting Craig.
And that's Ricky Weeks, right? I mean, so.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a B-.
You worried about Alan Craig?
Picked up Bobby Purnell, the most under-owned closer right now.
Yeah, he is. He's underrated.
Only owned in about half the leagues.
You worried about Alan Craig?
Maybe. It's weird that they would do that, but I think they'll just end up rotating, like him, Beltran, whomever.
Matt Adams?
Well, to get Adams in there, I'm saying.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe once in a while. I don't think it's going to be a regular rotation.
Colton Blackman says, gave up Chris Davis and Pablo Sandoval for Matt Holliday and Brett Laurie. Gave up Davis and Sandoval for Holliday and Laurie.
B plus. Getting a lot of good trades in here.
It's kind of evenish for me.
Regardless of what
I'll give a
Davis
C, I'll give
done
a C
so
plus.
Far, I think Holiday's a big upgrade.
Next up,
I think Holiday's going to have a down season.
Why?
I don't know why.
Just because.
Jiminy Cricket on my shoulder. That's a terrible parallel, but Adam, you're the Disney expert. Does that make any sense?
I don't think so.
All right.
It's Matt says, traded my nap on the subway to hear Nando sit on Azer's lap. Hashtag Azer intern.
A plus.
Mike Rangel, I traded Michael Bourne.
Right now. I'm going to give you a massage for the rest
of
this.
Please stop. No, seriously, go on. Mike Rangel, I traded Michael Bourne for Josh Johnson.
That's about a B-minus for me. That's. I think that'll turn out in his favor.
I think it's even Steven C.
Worryometer time, guys. Edwin Encarnacion, he snapped an 0-for-19 skid with two doubles yesterday, but he's batting 129, one home run, four RBIs. We're not dropping him, so a 10 is a sit on this Worryometer. Edwin Encarnacion.
One.
Got a funny email about the Worryometer.
Hey, Joe Sheehan made a good point on the show yesterday about that. You wouldn't freak out about a guy in the middle of June in a 10-day stretch.
I'm pretty sure that we've all made that point.
Fine. But I just wanted to plug that we had Joe Sheehan
on the
show yesterday.
Joe Sheehan was excellent on our show yesterday, and I encourage everybody to watch the VOD, Fantasy Baseball Today. That would be fantasynews.cbsports.com/fantasybaseballtoday. Worryometer on the Angels. They're 2-6.
Three, four?
I'm going 7.
Why?
Yeah.
Because Weaver's out. Their pitching is very subpar right now.
You don't think that by the time he comes back, you think they're going to be in such a hole that they can't dig
out? It's quite possible, because last year, remember, they finished with a better record than the Tigers and missed the playoffs because of their division. So I think the same thing could happen. They might get hot, but it might be too little too late.
You know, it's just that the pitching, contrary to prior years, the pitching is the weakness.
I know.
Year,
it's
so
weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they added Tommy Hansen.
Yeah, congratulations.
Vargas.
Pujols. They got that Trout guy. Lineup's pretty decent.
But I'm saying Tommy the pitching is bad. The pitching is the weakness, I guess, if you look at it like that.
That's how I'm looking at it.
But I wouldn't consider it a weakness.
Without
it's not
Weaver.
A bad,
it,
without
is their,
Weaver
it is their weakness. So if they're losing Jared Weaver, yeah, that's going to hurt them. And I'm not that strong on Garrett Richards.
They got by with Richards and Williams last year, though, as their number five.
Well, that's the thing. I think they will get by, and then Weaver will come back, and they'll pick up some ground.
Yeah, you should be arguing with me. I said 7. The Blue Jays are 3-5.
You just said that
what
for
just
attention.
There?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Blue Jays are 3-5. Worryometer.
4.
2.
I'll go 2. The sell highometer. Let's break it out. Chris Davis homered again. He's the number one hitter in Roto, number two in points behind Coco Crisp.
I watched that. That was off Joel Hanrahan to center field in Fenway Park.
That was a blast.
It's a 10.
Sell
Davis. People are going crazy.
I got 1.
Yeah, you're taking the opposite approach.
You should be buying him because people are so hardcore wanting to sell him. You could probably get him at a deal.
Go through my league, see where I've got him.
Please.
I'll trade him to
you. If we're in the same league, you probably don't because I probably have.
Well, we're all our leagues were in the same
league. Yeah, that's true.
And I know I've got him somewhere, so.
I'm a co-owner of yours. I'm like your... All right, I'm sorry.
Would you trade...
I love when you slump and get all angry.
I wasn't actually that time. I mean, I do a lot, but not there. Would you trade Jason Kipnis for Chris Davis?
To get Chris Davis?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I wouldn't.
Depending on who I have floating around at second base.
Oh, that's a horrible sell low, buy high.
But I don't think I'm selling low on Kipnis. I think Davis, we're way underestimating his batting average. I know Scott and I get into this all the time, but...
Well, I'm more with Scott on this one. Although I think Scott sort of has upgraded because he said on the show yesterday, I think he thinks Davis is a 260 hitter. And I was of the impression that Scott thought that Davis was worse than that.
Okay.
But I think he is a 260, 270 hitter.
See, I think like 275 is the lowest for Davis. He could get up there.
Let's get back to the sellometer.
All right, sorry.
Chase Utley is the number one second baseman in fantasy. 3 steals, 2 home runs.
And a triple.
Yep. Sell high. All right. Sell highometer. 0-10.
I would do Kipnis for Davis and Utley.
Let's give me a number for God's sake.
5 for me.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Albert Pujols is hot. You sell high because of an injury risk?
No.
I
had him as one of the top 4 guys in all fantasy, so I'm going to stick with that.
You might be able to buy low because people think there's an injury risk there.
Yeah.
Carl Crawford.
Yeah, he's intriguing all of a sudden.
I love him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't sell high.
No, neither would I.
You know what I'm worried about with Crawford? RBIs. Because if he's going to bat leadoff, he has 1 RBI, and he's batting .464.
Yeah, but he's filling you up everywhere else in points. I mean, steals, average. Yeah. He's got some
power.
8
runs.
Yeah, he's going to score a lot of runs.
I just think maybe fantasy owners should recognize you might not get RBIs from Crawford. Like when Chu batted leadoff instead of third, you know, Crawford, even hitting second would help, but if he's going to bat leadoff,
I don't think you got Carl Crawford for the RBIs, though.
Probably not, but outfield is...
Well, I need RBI right now in my draft. Here's Carl Crawford.
Just want to bring it up.
All right.
Cardinals erupted yesterday. John Jay homered. Matt Carpenter had four hits. Carlos Beltran homered. Matt Adams played first base and homered for the second straight day. I think we've actually kind of talked about most of this. Anything else stand out?
I think you should talk more about John Jay.
Yeah, I noticed that was the top one, even though it was probably the third most interesting of the things in the notes.
Actually, how do you think I determined the order there?
You probably looked through the box score.
Yeah, I think that's probably what
John Jay hit his first.
Well, yeah. No, I think it was just the batting order.
It was reverse
thing.
Alphabetical by last name.
We tried to call you when he hit the home run yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, but you were already gone.
John Jay or Lucas Duda?
Jay for me.
Yeah, I would go with Jay.
John Jay or Brandon Moss?
Probably Moss. Jay again. There.
All right. Three up, three down rotation. And we'll hopefully have time. Oh, we'll definitely get to grade the trade part two. Three up, number one is Ben Zobrist, batting .364, one home run, nine RBIs, three doubles, no stolen base attempts yet. Ben Zobrist is a lifetime .261 hitter. Could he have a batting average breakout this season?
I don't think so.
Not impossible, but I'm not betting on it.
Are you upgrading him at all from your preseason projections?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
I like them.
Chris Nelson, owned in 26% of leagues, is batting .308. And Braves third baseman Juan Francisco, owned in 13% of leagues, is batting .321, and he homered yesterday. Who do you like better if somebody needs help at third base, Francisco or Nelson?
You'd be gambling on Francisco. I do like Francisco better, but you've got to think that with Gattis being hot and Johnson in the mix, it seems like a perfect situation for him not to get every day at bats.
Freeman returns.
When Freeman returns, right. Sorry.
Yeah, and that's pretty much a given with Francisco. But I think Nelson's going to be a risk, too, because you got Arenado waiting in the wings, and
yeah.
Pacheco can play over there.
But Nelson has the advantage of having second base eligibility in a lot of leagues, I think. So
yeah.
You're not talking about in the context of third baseman, really.
I would still rather have Francisco third than Nelson at second.
I think I would, too. I just want to give the caveat that it's going to get messy with playing time there in Atlanta.
I
don't know how they're going to fix it.
Sorry. Three down, we have a couple of catchers, Alex Avila and Mike Napoli, and Justin Morneau is off to a slow start as well. Are you worried about any of these three, Avila, Napoli, Morneau?
Not really.
Maybe a little bit of Morneau, just because we've seen, I think, more mediocrity from him than good in recent years, but not that worried.
Who'd you rather have rest of season, Morneau or Yonder Alonso?
Morneau.
I'd rather have Alonso.
Morneau or Paul Konerko?
Because all that multi-position eligibility.
That's why, yeah, I got to play him at second base.
No, but...
I'm just kidding. Joking. Seriously, if it was all first base in a vacuum, Yonder Alonso.
How about Paul Konerko or Morneau?
I'd rather have Konerko.
I would rather, have Konerko.
Would you drop Alex Avila for J.P. Arencibia?
No.
No way.
But then definitely wouldn't drop him for John Buck.
Probably not.
Nope.
All right, and I wanted to point out about Mike Napoli. He's batting .176 with two home runs and seven RBIs, but he's still the number 13 catcher in fantasy. Obviously, you want him to be better, but you got to figure he's going to hit better than .176. And he has the fifth most at-bats of catchers right now. So that's why you drafted him. He's still playing more regularly than most catchers.
He's playing first base.
Rotation time. Ryan Dempster, only five innings, gave up three runs. Only one was earned. Tommy Malone struggled. He was pretty good in his first start, but he struggled at the Angels. And, this was a bad sign because last year his road ERA was over two runs higher than his home ERA, and Malone was on the road last night.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Homer Bailey was horrible, but he's always horrible at Busch Stadium. He has a 6.93 ERA against the Cardinals there. Wade Miley's 2-0 with a 2.13 ERA, and Matt Moore has not given up an earned run yet, but... in two starts, but he walked six in five and a third yesterday. Anything stand out with Dempster, Malone, Bailey, Miley, and Moore?
Yeah, that thing you just mentioned about Matt Moore, all the walks, a lot of balls, not many strikes. So even with the results being very good, I expected a little better from Matt Moore.
Any worry there, or is it just one start?
For now, it's just one start. Worry to the extent, let's give him a 3. The worryometer, which I think you calibrate that to, I'm watching his next couple of starts really carefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And anything for you?
No. I don't think there's anything that happened yesterday really changed my opinion on anybody.
What do you think about Wade Miley? Is he a stud?
He's good and he's efficient. I don't think he's a stud.
Is he a must start every week? Or could you see sitting him for a two start?
I could see sitting him for a two start, and Nando's description of Miley is exactly what I would say.
All right, deep leagues, guys. tell me if you have your eye on any of these guys. A.J. Pollock, who homered twice yesterday. Mark Ellis, Nick Hundley, who went 4-for-4. Jordani Valdespin, who is going to probably lead off when he plays, but it won't be every day. Craig Gentry has 3 steals. Brad Peacock, 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned, 1 walk, 3 Ks.
Sal's guy.
Yep. That's why I said it like that. Kyle Kendrick and Jake Westbrook.
The Houston staff ERA, or the starter's ERA, is below 3, I think. It's a crazy number. It's so low.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is after last night, but the Marlins was 2, I think, going into that game.
Who do you like in deep league?
They're still terrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hurry you along, but I want to get to grade the trade part.
All right.
Just look at the list and tell me who you like.
Yeah, well, no,
like
Gentry. Peacock.
Peacock.
And, the rest of these guys, it's either, short-term playing time or long-term timeshare. So I don't really have a lot of interest.
All right, great. The trade part 2, Armed and Fabulous. There you go. We're back to sequel names. I know I used that one last year, but could never get enough of Miss Congeniality part 2. Chris in Houston, I traded Wainwright for Castro or Hayward.
Do for Hayward.
Wainwright for Hayward in a 14-team
roto. Oh, 14-team roto.
I'm not doing that.
You'd rather have Wainwright?
Yes.
I'd do it for Hayward.
Give it a grade for Hayward.
C.
Oh. For Hayward, C-.
From Brian, 13-team roto, 6x6 with OPS. I give up Zobrist and Holland.
Uh-oh.
To get what?
Which one?
To get Ryan's both.
Zimmerman or Derek? Zimmerman. What am I talking about?
Derek or Greg?
I was reading ahead. Yeah, thank you.
Let's say...
or Jan or Marcia.
It's got to be Greg.
Oh, it is Greg. Yeah. Because he says he has Betancourt, Reed, and Kelvin Herrera.
Adam, you miss so much fun when you're engrossed.
I give up Zobrist and Holland to get Ryan Zimmerman, Stephen Drew, and Michael Saunders.
Well, that's got to be incomplete right now. Because Saunders probably got hurt after he sent this.
Okay, incomplete. Mike from Guatemala, giving up John Lester, getting Jason Hayward.
Ooh.
B.
That's a C.
Oh, Dan the... Wow.
Well, Lester and Wainwright are pretty much the same.
Yeah, like Lester better, so...
Yeah.
Dan the Man in Newtown, PA. Give up Greg Holland, get Carlos Beltran. 10-team league with the 6x6.
B plus?
B minus.
Okay.
What's the last six in that? If that 6x6 holds as the last six, then... Or maybe it's quality starts. I'm sorry, Adam. Go.
David says, I give Jose Fernandez, I get Kenley Jansen in a 12-team 6x6 league where the extra category is strikeouts per 9 innings. My current closers are Parnell, Cishek, Fujikawa. So he gives up Jose Fernandez to get Kenley Jansen.
B. That K per 9 is a nice carrot for Jansen there.
Even so, B minus for me.
But Jansen's worthless.
Oh, this is the Jose Fernandez thing again.
But he's worthless.
We just said at the top of the show that Jansen's probably
extra
the
category
top.
Is K-9.
Yeah, come on, Adam. That's just as good as saves.
Well, K-9 is a big category, yeah. I mean, Jose Fernandez could be good there, too.
But if they're limiting him to 80 pitches, I'm sure they're going to say pitch to more contact.
It's my fault. I didn't really take into the K-9 thing.
Yeah, no, Fernandez is a good strikeout pitcher, but he's not going to come close to Jansen.
Here's an email from Dan. I give Miguel... Ooh, I like this one. I give Miguel Cabrera, I get Adam Jones and Chris Sale in a head-to-head categories league. I also own David Wright.
I was going to say, because you love the Scott White trade, but all of a sudden you hate this one where he gives the best player in the deal to get 2 pieces.
Who said I hate it?
This? Yeah. Scott White's?
No, who says I hate this trade? I just said I love this trade. I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's just a flat C, and only because he has David Wright. Otherwise, it would be a D-.
I agree.
But even so, I feel like you could have gotten a little bit more for Cabrera.
Remember, C is average. It means you did fine. Everybody wins. Mm-hmm. Here's one from Zane. Justin Upton and Ellsbury for Trout. Giving up Trout to get Justin Upton and Ellsbury.
Yeah, I like it. Justin Upton, yeah.
That's a B minus.
B plus.
You guys would both do it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Zane.
And Zane in the membrane.
What's that Showtime show called, Adam?
Don't know.
Zane's Chronicles?
No idea.
Something?
Yeah, Paul Vanderheiden, 12-team 5x5 roto, giving Cano and David Wright to get Trout and Kinsler.
I don't like Kinsler. C-.
That's just a C. That's an even swap.
C-.
Getting Trout here. And the giving up Trout. Why would you give up Trout for Justin Upton and Jacoby Ellsbury when Ellsbury is such an injury risk?
Ellsbury was Trout 2 years ago. Same exact line, essentially. How about that? Yeah, and then you get Justin Upton thrown in as a bonus.
All right, fine. All right, last thing here.
You're so high on Trout and Jose Fernandez.
Why shouldn't I? Oh, well, I could see you giving me a hard time about being high on Jose Fernandez, but I cannot see you giving me a hard time about being high on Mike Trout.
You're high on long-sleeve t-shirts.
That is true.
You spent a lot of time with Ron Chandler during Tower Wars weekend.
Exactly.
So you don't like Mike Trout anymore.
He's convinced us all.
Okay, I wanted to read this email from Bill in Charlotte, who says he's drinking beers and making sweet moves.
Nice.
Says, can't tell you how much I enjoy the podcast, the personalities, and especially all the prep time that AA puts in.
Oh, I wonder why I wanted to read this one. Yeah.
But
have you talked about sending these notes out as a newsletter?
I haven't. But that worryometer, it just doesn't sound right. If our temperature scale is named after Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit and our earthquake scale is named after Charles Richter, shouldn't the worryometer be named after someone that caused us enough worry to start measuring it? Back in 2007, it probably would have been called a Zetometer. This year, perhaps it's a Halidial. And maybe our worry is measured in increments of lincecums. I'm just saying. I think that's good.
It's beautiful.
Should we rename the worryometer?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I think so now.
All right. Well, we got to do it earlier in a show because I know people don't listen to the entire thing. But
do you think
know.
We should I'm basically suggesting we should solicit some suggestions.
I think the Halidial, I got to give...
I mean, these are great. These are fantastic. I just wonder...
All right. Let's do that. I think on Twitter we'll solicit new suggestions for the worryometer.
Try and beat Halidial.
Halidial is the reigning champ.
Yeah.
All right. And let's answer Bill's question here. I can grab Sean Markham or Matt Garza, but not both. Who gets the nod?
Matt Garza.
Thank you very much to Bill and to all of our tweeters and emailers. FantasyBaseball@CBSI.com is our email address. Put podcast or baseball podcast in the subject line. Watch Fantasy Baseball Today live noon Eastern on CBSSports.com. Back tomorrow to help you set your lineup for week 3 and recap all of Thursday's games. See ya.